Talk Radio 570 KVI. What did your kids learn in school today?
Oh, good grief.
Don't want to be an American idiot.
It's time to discuss the miseducation of America on the Ari Hoffman Show.
So many of you reached out yesterday to talk to me about this latest bill filed by the Democrats, Senate Bill 5735, which would allow schools to have one day a week in Washington held remotely on a permanent basis. This comes on the heels of a Seattle Times article exposing that Washington students' test scores dropped significantly in the first exams since the pandemic began. I can't imagine what the correlation could possibly be. Joining us now on the Genuine Autoglass studio line is Washington State Senator John Braun. Thank you so much for being with us today, sir.
Thanks for having me.
So what's the plan in dealing with this? I mean, how are we going to push back against this? Does this have broad Democrat support? Is this something that's just in the pockets of the unions? I know I'm throwing a lot at you, but I got a lot of questions.
Well, first of all, this bill kind of came as a surprise. Who would have thought the idea of reducing in-person classroom time on the heels of a two-year pandemic would have thought that's a good idea. But the bill was dropped. We hard to get the word out to students, to parents, and frankly to teachers that this is being considered. They're just wrapping up the hearing in Olympia right now, and we've had the public weigh in pretty strongly against this bill. This is just a huge mistake. I mean, imagine taking one day, you know, potentially permanently out of the school week, what that does to children who have already had nearly 2 years of learning loss. That we need to be focused on fixing that, not creating, you know, a day of what they call asynchronous learning, which is really just code for, best case study hall, worst case, a day off.
Does it seem coordinated to you? I mean, in Seattle last week, we saw students walking out of the classrooms protesting the conditions. You've heard about teachers not showing up to work, saying they're not coming in because of COVID. They don't want to work across the country. Schools are closing because they're short-staffed. I mean, this feels like a coordinated effort to me.
It does. I can't tell you whether it is or not. I don't have any inside knowledge of that. But it certainly feels, you know, after 2 years of the teachers unions, you know, fighting tooth and nail not to get kids back into the classroom. And now we have a proposal to essentially eliminate one of the days of the school week. It certainly seems like way. I can't tell you if it is or not, but it's the wrong answer regardless of what's driving it. It's the wrong answer for our kids, in particular for our kids who are at the most risk. This is just a bad policy idea.
We're talking with Senator John Braun from the Washington State Legislature about this insane bill which the Democrats have proposed, which would allow one day of remote learning under Senate Bill 5735. Something I said that the GOP kind of dropped the ball on nationally during the last cycle when this was going on, when these public school unions didn't want to go back to work, was saying, fine, you don't want to go back to work, no problem. We want vouchers for private schools. Is there any way to fight back for something like that, vouchers for private schools, more funding for charter schools, school choice? I know there's different legislation being considered right now, but is it possible that you guys come along and say, fine, you want to do this? No problem. We're taking our ball and our tax money and going home.
Yeah, I don't think it's so much about whether we want to do it. I mean, as you say, there are Republican bills in both chambers to allow for voucher programs for parents. I think the question is, when do parents, you know, finally reach the point that they've had it with the public school system? And look, I'm a supporter of the public school system, but we keep going further and further in the wrong direction. We're focused on the wrong things. We're dictating curriculum to districts from Olympia. I think that's wrong. And most fundamentally, we're getting terrible results. You mentioned earlier the test results in our K-12 public education system. 70% of the children failed to meet the standard in math. 53% failed to meet the standard in English. This is what got parents and, frankly, the general public upset with our public school system. So historically, Washington voters have been, you know, kind of reluctant to go with charter schools, reluctant to go with vouchers. But I think, you know, things like this are going to push it in that direction, whether it ultimately is legislation passed in Olympia or if it's an initiative of the people, I can't tell you. But I think this sort of suggestions of policies like this are going to frustrate parents who are already pretty frustrated with the public education system and move them in a different direction.
Senator Braun, it also seems like kids aren't getting the education they need because they're so busy with this critical race theory garbage and this hyper-sexualized education. Is anything being done to address that? Because it seems Chris Rakedal is going pedal to the metal on all that.
Yeah, again, this is the wrong answer. I mean, we need our schools to focus on the fundamental school skills students need to go out and have lead successful lives. They, you know, it's not a mystery. We have the basic curriculum, but instead we have the legislative majorities weighing in at the state level to dictate curriculum to the 295 districts around the state. It's distracting to our schools, and I think it's leading to on top of other issues like the terrible initial response to the pandemic when it comes to K-12, students just aren't getting the skills and the education they need and frankly deserve to be successful in life.
In the last few minutes we have with Senator John Braun from Washington State, I'm looking at this new rule. This is news. I'm not sure if you've seen this yet, that the OSPI, the Office of Public Instruction, Chris Rakedal's office, superintendent, so they added this new emergency rule that would withhold funding from schools that do not follow Governor Inslee's health and safety requirements in his proclamation. I mean, is there any checks and balances to this? Have you heard from any of your Democrat counterparts that this is just out of control, or are they just doing whatever Inslee, Rakedal, and the teachers unions want?
I think you nailed it with the second one. I mean, there has been this unfaltering allegiance to the governor, regardless of whether what he's suggesting makes sense. And I try to discern. Not everything done in the emergency has been a bad idea, but there's certainly been plenty of bad ideas, and there's been no willingness by the majority in the legislature to put their principles, put their judgment ahead of party loyalty. And that I frankly find very disappointing. And it's bad for our state. It's bad for the children in our state.
I'll just tell you one personal anecdote before I let you go today. You know, during the shutdowns, even my kids who went to private school weren't back in class because everybody was convinced we're all going to die, et cetera, et cetera. Luckily, they were allowed back into class. We didn't see any massive outbreaks, even though the public schools were closed for much, much longer. But I noticed my oldest son, he's an introvert. He was happy with the shutdowns because he was happy working on his own. My daughter started playing computer games as opposed to actually going to school and missed a lot of class time, and we're playing catch up now. And my middle son, it was horrible for his social life. I mean, are the Democrats just saying whatever the teachers unions want because you get us elected and discounting all this? I mean, these guys got to have kids. Do they not recognize what's doing to them, or they just say, oh, they're in private school, it doesn't matter?
Well, I think you're exactly right, and you're seeing folks, you know, the regardless of what the current legislators are doing, you know, parents of all political stripes are growing in their frustration with this sort of ambivalence towards their children's education. So I think people, just regular people who are concerned about the future of their children, are thinking again about, you know, who they support. And I think that ultimately that's the nature of our system, right? They get to voice their displeasure in the way they vote here later this year. And we'll see what that does. I don't want to get into too much elections on legislative time, but I mean, people are frustrated. And so far, broadly, the Democratic majorities have maintained that party discipline and stuck with, you know, their benefactors, with whether it's the teachers union or others that are driving these wrongheaded policies in our education system.
Senator Braun, I always tell people to melt the phone lines or blow up people's inboxes. Do you recommend that's the best way to go on this? Let your legislators hear from you on this.
Well, I'm always happy to hear from constituents. I think that the more people reach out and share their perspective with their legislators, the better. That's what really – I mean, people – it's not cliche. It really does make a difference when regular people call and express their pleasure or displeasure, rather, or for their support, I guess, if that's the way they feel, with legislatures. Real people's voices matter, and I always encourage people to weigh in, whether it's via phone, ideally in person, although we have some restrictions on that right now. I don't agree with, or via email. There's lots of ways to do it, and people absolutely should engage with their government.
That's Senate Bill 5735. If you contact your senator, we urge you to do so. Senator John Braun, Senate Republican leader from the 20th District of Washington, thank you so much for joining us today and for your insight. Please keep up the good fight for all of us and our kids.
Thank you. You have a great day.
All right. You as well.